Mac and Lockie, joined by comedian Ross Noble. Good morning.
Hello.
Lovely to have you on, Ross.
It's lovely to talk to you, and I'm in no way in bed.
Really?
Absolutely not. Anyone that suggests that I am currently still lying in bed talking to you is a liar.
I feel like that made things much more intimate, Ross.
Don't you worry about that. I'm wearing a full one-piece Winciette night jumpsuit.
Mate, you've been very busy playing the Hunchback in Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein. What was it like working on the West End?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing with stand-up is that you can sort of, you can put in a travel day, you know? I mean, obviously, if you're in the same theatre every day, you just turn up and you do the show. But you have to do 8 shows a week, whereas with stand-up, I'll do like 5 and then like have a day to travel. Maybe it's a day off, you know, whereas that is just, yeah, you do 8 shows a day, 2 on a Wednesday. The first time I did a show like that, it's a bit of an adjustment. Nobody should be working before, you know, 5 o'clock in the evening, I think, you know.
Mate, did you have any good chats with Mel Brooks?
Yeah, I spent 3 months with him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He came over for the whole of the rehearsal and then all the previews right up until we opened. He was there and constantly... Yeah, and then in fact, before they even offered me the part, I put the whole thing on video and then sent it off to him. And they said, oh, Mel wants to have a chat with you. And I thought it'd just be like a 5-minute thing going, yeah, you know, just this, that, the other. And I was on the phone for an hour and a half. There's like, yeah, there's no passing thing with Mel. Once he goes, he's off, you know. He's 92, you know.
Yeah, so he's just amazing. Sort of,
so he's just, and he just non-stop, like he just sort of, and he flicks from being like serious and giving proper notes to just joking all the time. So like he'll go around in the, he'll sort of like, he kept doing this, he kept going, he would go around each of the actors and say, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. And they get to me and he go, Ross, you're fired. I assume he was joking because everybody laughed and I laughed. unless for the whole of the for a year, he was just thinking, keep firing this guy, and he just keeps turning up.
You did the Costanza, yeah.
but exactly. But the thing is that it's funny because he's been known to fire people in the past, you know. Like,
wow.
One of his actors, an actor in one of his shows, wasn't funny enough, so he just went, right, you're out the door. So it's kind of like, he's great, though. He's just he's just funny all the time, you know.
It sounds like it was a great experience, Ross. We're going to take a break. Are you right to hang?
Yeah, lovely.
More with comedian Ross Noble coming up. Comedian Ross Noble's stuck round. You can catch him on the 26th of July at the Brolga. Grab your tickets from the Brolga. But Lockie, you wanted to ask him a question about travel.
You've done a lot of travel around Australia. Have you spent much time in Maribor or Hervey Bay?
Yeah, I have actually, yeah. I mean, well, I see a lot of time. I've come in, I've done a gig. One of the guys that works for me had his birthday there. To me, it's always been a party town.
Yeah, yeah. I bet you got near the Mary Poppins statue and did some scandalous things.
The statue had floated off that day. That's the problem with the Mary Poppins statue, is that they've had to put a chain on it to stop it floating off across the rooftops. Yeah. And I like to dress as a chimney sweep and dance around it, you know. You have to fully commit to being a chimney sweep because you have to have the full outfit, you have to have the brush, you have to have the hat, and you have to do the sideways jump. If you just put suit on your face, you will be arrested for the most offensive behaviour possible.
That's right.
It's like the footy show style.
That's
scandal,
right. You know this country well.
Yeah, exactly. People just go, well, I reckon half the people just go, that is the most offensive thing you could possibly do. And everyone else is just like, yeah, whatever.
But, it's the home of P.L. Travers. Come on, she was born here.
Exactly. That's what they should have done. All those times the footy show got in trouble for all of that behaviour, they should have just said that they were working part-time as chimney sweeps, you know?
Oh, Ross, thank you very much for joining us this morning, mate.
Lovely. Thanks for having me.
And if you want to see Ross Noble live, he's going to be at the Brolga on the 26th.